after much back and forth, finally getting some updates in terms of the specifics on how Democrats plan to pay for a lot of their boosted social spending here. Of course, President Biden has been pushing them to come together. And reports out there that the corporate tax rate will be jumping higher to 26.5%, that up from 21%, as well as a 3% surtax on individual incomes above $5 million. At least that's the early print. But of course, it's going to take moderates and progressives finalizing these plans to get them across the finish line. And for more on what we're learning there, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman, who has the latest. Rick?
I like this because we're finally getting to the point where we can see what might actually be realistic. There have been so many tax plans floated since Biden became president back in January. And when you start to see the draft of actual legislation that's coming out of committees in Congress, that tells you what we might actually have. So some of the things that I find interesting, Zach, first of all, that increase in the corporate tax rate, Biden wants it to go up to 28%. But the initial, the opening bid, if you will, from House Democrats is only 26.5%. So that tells you right there that Democrats in the House don't think that Biden's 28% is realistic, and they're starting with something more modest. Many people following this process think the if the Democrats ever can pass along this, it's probably going to be more like 25%. You also mentioned higher taxes on top earners. I think there's a pretty good chance that that top rate will go back to 39.6% from 37% where it is now. That's what Biden wants, and that is also in this first look at legislation. But the capital gains rate, Biden wants the capital gains rate for wealthy individuals to be equivalent to the tax on income, which would be under Biden's plan, 39.6%. But the current plan, the opening bid from House Democrats is a capital gains rate of only 28%. So that this gives you an idea that everything Biden was talking about is going to get watered down. We're probably going to get some tax increases, but it's not going to be everything Biden wanted. And it's certainly not going to be things that people like Bernie Sanders want. There's not any mention at all, for example, of a wealth tax. So, again, we're getting to the point where we're starting to see realistic outlines of what might actually pass into law later this year.
And Rick, I mean, to your point on how, you know, this is more clarity than we had before, but still going to require the Senate passing this in the way that they have it come together. And we've seen some pushback from more moderates, including Joe Manchin, about really raising the corporate tax rate above 25% from that 21% level. So, I mean, how realistic is it that as it's laid out, as we just showed on the screen, that the tax proposals here are going to get it done?
The Joe Manchin saga, which is going to go on for a couple more months. Personally, I'm tired of it. But look, this guy is getting all the attention anybody could possibly imagine because he's the swing vote in the Senate. He and Kyrsten Sinema and John Tester are what you might call the three most moderate or perhaps even conservative Democrats. And they're the ones who are going to prevent the higher tax increases and the higher levels of spending that Biden wants. So I think everybody can. I don't think people need to honestly pay. And, you know, unless you have a lot of money at stake on a 1% change in this tax rate or that, I think people can basically assume Democrats are going to come to some kind of agreement by later this year. It's going to be a little bit more than Manchin says he's willing to sign off on. And it's going to be less than Biden and the progressive Democrats want. So, again, look for a 25% corporate tax rate. I think that maybe that capital gains rate of 28%, that might be something we could put up with. We're also going to see, which we haven't seen yet in the Democratic plans, some tax incentives for clean energy. So Ron Wyden in the Senate, the key guy there to watch. So it's starting to come together. It's going to take a long time still, weeks or months. But we're finally starting to talk about realistic ideas instead of frivolous ideas.